coming magic season.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we're not asking any one guy to carry any part of the whole load. We're asking everybody to grab a handle.
Mm.
Just grab a handle. I love that phrase, don't you? Grab a handle.
Yes.
So if you get enough people grabbing a handle, you know, that heavy load becomes very light.
This is Daybreak USA.
And thank you for grabbing a handle on this Monday. It's the 15th day of November, 2010. I'm Scott West, along with Bobby Collins and Christy Gahila and... well, a few Snoopies on the mantle this morning. We are beginning another week. Glad to have you on board, wherever you may be, and, well, whatever method you're using to access Daybreak USA. We do appreciate you being on board. If you are listening to us in Boston and the surrounding area on WBIX, good morning to you. Florence, Alabama, WBCF, we want to say top of the morning. Bangor, Maine. WNZS, Statesboro, Georgia, WWNS, and in Honolulu, Hawaii, they're listening to us on KWAI AM. And, oh, by the way, Sebring, Florida. Folks in that area near Tampa, St. Pete, on TK730. Pretty good weekend for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but we'll get into that momentarily. We begin this morning
Yay.
With... Yes, that's right. You remembered. you remembered. That's right.
I just thought about that.
You're like, wow, I think I picked those. You had a... well, let's see. I think you might have broken even this weekend in NFL football, I should say, with Christy Healer's picks. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in this hour, find out how well she did inside Week 10. But Jenna Napolitano is asking for air travelers cooperation and patience with airport security measures like those full-body scans and physical pat-downs. Napolitano issued her call for cooperation in a column that appears in today's USA Today. It asks the public to, quote, be a partner in defending against terrorism. The Homeland Security Chief's plea comes amid a growing public backlash against what many are calling intrusive screenings at the nation's airports. Kate Haney is executive director of the travel group FlyersRights.org, and, well, she puts it bluntly, saying, quote, the public is done with their rights being violated. People are just furious about the body scanners, which peer beneath clothing, and pat-downs of their private areas if they refuse to be scanned. Grassroots efforts are calling on airline passengers to boycott scanners on November 24th, the day before Thanksgiving, and one of the busiest travel days of the year. Last week, unions representing pilots at American Airlines and U.S. Airways advised their 14,000 members to avoid the scanners, saying they are intrusive, dangerous radiation. Despite the protests, Napolitano says the security measures are important in keeping air travel safe. You have to travel by air. You have to go through some level of security. The question is, can there be a method of finding out whether or not somebody's carrying a dangerous material, item on board without there being one of these two methods? That's been the controversy. It seems as though there's no middle ground for many people when it comes to how we secure the airports. And going to be interesting to see what travel is like this Thanksgiving in light of this current backlash. As we talked about Friday, probably one of the worst-kept secrets in politics, Rahm Emanuel did formally announce his Chicago mayoral run. To coincide with the announcement, the former White House chief of staff released his first campaign TV commercial titled Tough. No surprise. The 30-second ad spot features Emanuel as narrator telling viewers Chicago is at a crossroads and needs a mayor to make difficult but necessary decisions. On Saturday, Emanuel called for a positive campaign that won't devolve into attack ads. And it's looking like tonight's a big night on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. The show enters week 9. 4 dancers remain. Jennifer Grey, R&B star Brandy, Disney actor and rapper Kyle Massey, and teen activist. Is she a teen activist?
That's what they're calling her.
I know. As soon as I saw that, I was like, well, I don't know if she's really comfortable with that. But Bristol Palin.
In fact, that's how they introduce her.
Do they really? Now, see, I've missed
that.
Yeah. All righty, then. Well, we shall see who emerges to make it to the finals on Dancing with the Stars. They've had a pretty big season, and Bristol Palin has surprised a lot of people by surviving to dance another day.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Novo Nordisk Incorporated. A new survey from global diabetes company Novo Nordisk reveals 40% of people with diabetes struggle to control their blood sugar, and more than one-third report missing insulin doses or failed to take as prescribed, putting themselves at greater risk for a variety of health problems. Dr. Luigi Meneghini, advisor to the survey.
Both patients and physicians welcomed therapies that might be safer, i.e. less hypoglycemia, more flexible, and more user-friendly than what is available today.
The survey said 9 in 10 patients want an insulin that could be taken less than once per day and still manage their diabetes. For more information on diabetes, visit www.novonordisk-us.com. That's novonordisk-us.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
If some of your favorite holiday memories include a meal that ends with pumpkin pie, you're not alone. More than 50 million pumpkin pies are baked with Libby's Pumpkin each year. After last year's great pumpkin shortage, there's good news for this holiday season. Libby's growers and farmers, the folks who produce more than 80% of the country's canned pumpkin, enjoyed cooperation from Mother Nature this year. That means a good harvest in time for the holidays. And registered dietitian for Libby's, Leslie Reyes, says when it comes to pumpkins, there are plenty of reasons to enjoy every bite.
Everyone loves a delicious pumpkin pie, but pumpkin can also be enjoyed year-round for its good nutrition. Pumpkin is low in calories and an excellent source of fiber and vitamin A, and can be used for all sorts of baking and cooking, from pancakes and soup to muffins and bread.
In celebration of Veterans Day and at the U.S. military's request, the very first shipment of Libby's Pumpkin was sent to troops overseas to make sure our men and women in uniform can enjoy this holiday favorite. For ideas on all the ways you can add pumpkin to your holidays, visit Libby'sPumpkin.com.
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to moon as pancake is to...
Spice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed.
Correct. All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as a Luden's I grew up on. Mmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Past the hour, 15 past the hour on Daybreak USA. Coming up this hour, in for Dr. Jim Humphreys, Dr. Diane Levitan. She's a gifted veterinarian, does a good deal of volunteer work in the Long Island, New York area and the surrounding New York metro area. She's going to be stepping in and we'll get the latest in pet news this hour from Dr. Diane, in for Dr. Jim. Carol Miller is a turkey talk line supervisor. Yep, we're coming up on that time of year when no matter how many Thanksgivings you've been through, nobody can get enough turkey talk and some new ideas and maybe get you out of what it is that might be the jam you're about to find yourself in as you're approaching Turkey Day 2010. So Carol Miller in minutes here. Right now, let's bring you up to speed on sports. Lots of ground to cover at 16 minutes past the hour. We begin in Pittsburgh, where Tom Brady had a pretty good outing. Three touchdown passes. He also ran for a score. Patriots pound the Steelers 39-26 in Pittsburgh. James Sanders returned to pick 32 yards for a score. New England is now 7-2 on the season. Steelers dropped to 6-3. John Kitna passes for 327 yards, three touchdowns. The Cowboys jolt the Giants 33-20, winning in the debut of new head coach Jason Garrett. Garrett taking over for the fired Wade Phillips last week. Dallas snaps a five-game skid, now at 2-7. New York is at 6-3. Elsewhere on the scoreboard, Colts over the Bengals 23-17. Jets in overtime beat the Browns 26-20. Bears, they prevail over the Vikings 27-13. Dolphins top the Titans 29-17. Jags, they in overtime beat the, well, avoid overtime, that is. They beat the Texans 31-24. An amazing Hail Mary pass that, well... Yeah, go Jaguars. Bills get their first win of the season. They beat the Lions 14-12. Bucks, they top the Panthers 31-16. Broncos beat the Chiefs 49-29. In overtime, the 49ers beat the St. Louis Rams 23-20. And Arizona falls to Seattle 36-18. NBA action. Jason Richardson hit 7 of 10 from three-point range, had 34 points, and the Suns hold off the Lakers 121-116 in L.A. Phoenix hit 22 of 40 from three-point range, just one triple shy of the NBA record set by Orlando in January of 09. Lakers have now lost two straight. They have fallen to 8-2. Four other games on the NBA scoreboard. Hawks top the T-Wolves 111-105. Pistons beat the Kings 194. San Antonio topping Oklahoma City 117-104. And the Rockets beat the Knicks 104-96. Carl Edwards ends a 70-race winless streak. He takes Sunday's Cobalt Tools 500 at PIR. It was Edwards' first win since the 2008 finale at Homestead. Ryan Newman finished second, followed by Joey Logano. Denny Hamlin, he leads Johnson, Jimmy Johnson, that is, by 15 points with one race remaining. Major League Baseball's postseason awards continue today with National and American League Rookie of the Year honors being announced. Giants catcher Buster Posey, top contender in the National League. Rangers closer Neftali Feliz, the frontrunner in the junior circuit. NHL scoreboard, Rangers over the Oilers 8-2. Caps beat the Thrashers 6-4. Wild top the Lightning 4-1. And the Blackhawks in OT beat the Ducks 3-2. In top 25 men's college basketball, number one Duke over Princeton 97-60. Number eight Purdue tops Howard 76-40. Number 12 Gonzaga beats IUPUI 86-56. Number 13 Syracuse over Canisius 86-67. Temple, ranked number 22 in the nation, beats Toledo 82-49. And number 24 Wisconsin topping Prairie View A&M 99-55. In business news, 19 past the hour, Chrysler, they're going to be rolling out some newly designed vehicles at California's auto show beginning today. There will be a bunch of rejuvenated lineups for the upcoming model year. And in San Francisco today, critics are going to test 8 of these overhauled vehicles. The cost of launching the new products, about $260 million. Chrysler hoping the new collection generates sales and revenue so they can repay those bailout dollars that... they were given by 2014.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Oh, back pain.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Oh, instantly through Wii.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the field. Going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar. Then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Twenty-three past the hour on Daybreak USA. Don't forget you can face us. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/DaybreakUSA. You'll also find us on Twitter, twitter.com/DaybreakUSA. And don't forget our YouTube channel. As each passing day goes by, we're really happy to know that a lot of you are logging on and checking out some of the interviews that we post on our Daybreak USA page, channel, if you will, on YouTube, youtube.com/DaybreakUSA. Some of what we are looking at this morning, a new study concludes that women with high-stress jobs are at a higher risk of heart attacks. Now, the findings presented at an annual American Heart Association meeting in Chicago on Sunday are being called groundbreaking. It's one of the first and few major federal studies to look at the impact of work-related stress on a woman's health. Researchers looked at 17,000 women, and they found those with big-time job strain were twice as likely to have a heart attack. Researchers also found women in high-stress jobs were more likely to be sedentary, have high cholesterol, and are 43% at higher risk to have heart bypass surgery. Today, women make up about half of the U.S. workforce, and about 70% of all American women work at some level. That's pretty strong numbers. And then there is also the fact that a lot of women are the caregivers. They're the ones that are working at home as well as in the office and doing a little double duty. So perhaps not surprising that their stress levels are as high as they are. Veterans of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are being sought for a study of post-traumatic stress disorder treatment. The University of Connecticut Health Center study will compare two treatments for post-traumatic stress disorder. Dr. Julian Ford with the Health Center's Department of Psychiatry says the first type of treatment involves working through troubling memories of war. Ford says that the treatment is provided at no cost to the individual, and participants, in fact, receive a small stipend for agreeing to participate in the study. Anyone interested in participating in the study is asked to call 860-679-2214. The numbers again, 860-679-2214. And Arizona voters have approved a measure legalizing medical marijuana. The state's Proposition 203 was on the November 2nd ballot, but the vote was too close to call until over the weekend. The Arizona Republic reports that election officials posted unofficial results showing the Medical Marijuana Act winning by only 4,300 votes out of nearly 1.7 million cast. Arizona becomes the 15th state to legalize the use of cannabis with a doctor's prescription. State and local health officials vow to set up strict standards to prevent the law from being abused. 26 minutes past the hour now on Daybreak USA. Christy Cahila, you are up Sunday, week 10 of the NFL season. And each of these weekends, Christy Cahila has been having fun picking NFL winners.
Now, are all the games on Sunday?
No. There is a Thursday night game.
Right.
And, you know, there's a Monday night game.
Are there ever Saturday games?
There might be later in the year. In fact, there definitely will be towards the end of the season. There will be at least one or two Saturday games.
Not that I'll watch them.
Well, it's just nice to know that they're there, you know, just so you can kind of...
Just in case.
Now, you picked Atlanta, even though it was kind of after the fact. We're giving you a special dispensation on Atlanta. Meanwhile, you picked Detroit to beat Buffalo, and the 1 week Buffalo decides to win was this weekend, so... Detroit was a loser for you. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay does come out on top. They beat Carolina 31-16, so you get that one. Chicago, they top Minnesota. You picked Chicago.
Did I say that? Okay,
yes, you did. Yes. Yes, you did. Chicago's a winner. Houston and Jacksonville, this was a really wild game. And Jacksonville ends up winning on a Hail Mary pass that got batted down, but batted into the hands of a Jacksonville player with time running out. And so Jacksonville beats Houston 31-24. You picked Houston. Yeah, that Hail Mary just kind of knocks you out of that one.
But good for Jacksonville.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they really needed that one. Meanwhile, you picked Tennessee to beat Miami. That was a tough call for you.
It was a tough call.
And you picked Tennessee, and maybe you should have gone with Miami. Because,
did he really?
Yeah.
Yay!
Miami was, see, even in losing, you're still feeling good about yourself, aren't you? Indianapolis, still, this was a game in which Peyton Manning yet to throw a touchdown pass. And that's a big deal for football fans. For Christy, she could care less. 23-17, though, the final, they beat a kind of a mistake-prone Cincinnati team. So, that's your fourth win. Cleveland is who you picked to beat the Jets. I was kind of surprised by that.
Did I really do that?
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
wow,
you did.
I'm surprised I did that, too.
Yeah, and the Jets won. So that's another loss. You picked Kansas City. Kansas City got handled by Denver. You picked San Francisco, and San Francisco won.
Yay.
Yeah, San Francisco won. You picked Arizona. Arizona didn't do it. You picked the Giants to beat the Cowboys, and I think everybody was picking the Giants to beat the Cowboys. But in Jason Garrett's first game as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, pretty impressive showing on the road in New York. They beat the Giants, so that's another loss for you. Yeah.
Wow, they won.
They won.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, they needed that. Oh, man. You know, you kind of wondered what would happen to the Cowboys if they had lost another game. Can you fire players? Not really. You know, you've already fired the head coach. What else could happen? You're not going to fire the general manager because he happens to own the team. So, yeah, they came out with a much better showing. New England, they won. They beat Pittsburgh. Tough game, but they handled them. So, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wins. And it looked like this might be the first week that you are actually negative in the win-loss category. But that's still not bad because we've got tonight's game, which could even things up for you. Philadelphia and Washington playing on Monday night.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
A man placed in extraordinary situations. Unstoppable couldn't stop the animated hit Megamind over the weekend. The film did, however, open strong for a second-place finish with $23.5 million in box office receipts. Tony Scott directed Unstoppable. Rosario Dawson and Ethan Suplee also star in the movie. Our good friend James Taylor from Sierra Vista said Unstoppable was very entertaining. And, yeah, the movie is telling a true story, but it is one that nobody ever heard of because, as he says, the true story wasn't as interesting as the movie. By the way, James Taylor also says Skyline, the other new opening this week, was a waste of his 90 minutes. Just giving you a little heads up. And Sarah Palin's Alaska debuted last night on TLC. The reality TV show starring the former governor of Alaska was equal parts travelogue and family hijinks. One scene showed Palin making cupcakes with her 9-year-old daughter Piper. Another featured the Palins on a fishing outing. Palin even managed to seamlessly cross-promote her affiliation with Fox News by including a scene where she's interviewed by the network via satellite from her home in Wasilla, Alaska. Sarah Palin's Alaska is an 8-episode series. It's produced by Mark Burnett Productions. And, of course, you know that production company because they're the ones responsible for Survivor, The Apprentice, and Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, among others. Stay close. Dr. Diane Levitan checks in. She's in for Dr. Jim Humphreys. And later in the hour, from the Turkey Talk Line, Supervisor Carol Miller. You're listening to Daybreak USA. Stay close.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Be one of the first 100 callers to get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-1694. That's 800-310-1694. 800-310-1694.
People take a dangerous gamble every day with their finances by driving without an auto warranty. One breakdown could leave you with no way to work. One repair could cost you thousands of dollars. Cover America has announced affordable mechanical breakdown coverage at direct-to-the-public pricing. This is the same type of coverage dealers offer at a substantial discount. With this protection, Cover America pays your repair shop directly, no waiting for checks. Plus, most plans come with 24-hour roadside assistance and car rental included. If your car has less than 150,000 miles, you could automatically qualify. Call for a free, no-obligation coverage quote from one of our friendly specialists. You'll get free information on the type of coverage that's best for you. Call 800-320-6405. Don't risk wiping out your savings on expensive car repairs. Call for your free, no-obligation quote now. 800-320-6405. 800-320-6405. That's 800-320-6405.
Good morning and welcome to Daybreak USA. We start the week, as we always do, talking a little pet health. Dr. Jim is away, but he always has very capable veterinarians, all part of the Veterinary News Network and Pet Docs on Call. One of them is one of our favorite people. Dr. Diane Levitan is back with us this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. The feeling's mutual. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure. You know what? It's National Diabetes Month, and we know that there are a lot of folks that we talk to and health professionals that have been sharing information on how we can, for our men and women who are dealing with diabetes, how we can find ways to help them handle and manage their illness. But we got to talk about the hows and whys of pets with diabetes. You've got some points to share with us, don't you?
I absolutely do. You know, a lot of people don't realize that dogs and cats get diabetes too, but very similarly to people.
And what is it that... Because we know in people what can help our diet is what brings it on in humans. Is that the same cause for diabetes in pets?
Well, it definitely, weight is definitely a factor in the development of diabetes in dogs and cats, especially in cats, in that it creates a resistance to insulin in the body. And so the body needs a lot more insulin, and it sort of burns out the cells, and they can't produce insulin anymore. And so then that's what diabetes is a lack of insulin or a lack of enough insulin to control your blood sugar. And so absolutely, obesity is a factor, and the size of the animal sometimes, exercise and diet all play a role.
Now, when you're talking
can't
about...
can't escape that.
Well, exactly, in humans and in our pets. I think what I'm finding interesting about the correlation between human and pet health is that a lot of times the things that we need to do for ourselves, our pets need exercise. Sometimes we take for granted that they're pets. They run, they walk, they're always active. And then again, maybe not, because with cats kind of laze around and aren't always the most active of animals. If we feed them a little bit too much, I guess that's a pathway to diabetes. But then also, Dr. Levitan, with pets, if it gets out of hand, I mean, is there a type 1 and type 2 scenario for pets with diabetes as it is with humans?
Yeah, there absolutely is. And so the type 1 diabetes is similar to juvenile diabetes in people, where they absolutely just kind of stop making insulin. They don't have enough at all. And that typically happens in dogs. And type 2 diabetes is more like it is in people. And we see that primarily in cats, where they get overweight and they just can't produce enough insulin. And so sometimes when they have concurrent diseases like inflammation of the pancreas, because the pancreas is the organ that produces insulin. So if that gets inflamed, and that in addition to being overweight, sometimes they will become transiently diabetic, meaning the diabetes can actually reverse if we can get them under control quickly, get them on a better diet, and cure the underlying problem. So that's pretty exciting.
Does it also manifest, or I should say escalate, the diabetes in pets to the point, as it does in humans, where sometimes it can result in the loss of a limb?
That's a very good question. You know, people who live with diabetes live much longer lives. So we don't. So they are more prone to the long-term effects of the lack of insulin in their body. Fortunately or unfortunately, I guess, pets don't live as long. And so their organs are not as chronically affected. And so they don't usually get to the point where they lose a limb from infection or things like that. But they do sometimes develop neuropathies where they are unable to walk properly or even can have even more unsteadiness in their gait or other issues like that. That happens a lot in cats, and that's called diabetic neuropathy. And we do see that quite often in cats and dogs.
We're talking to Dr. Diane Levitan. She is in for Dr. Jim Humphreys this morning, as we do every Monday. We check in on pet health news. And some of what it is we're learning this morning is telling us that there is a new set of numbers that have been compiled for both the U.S. and Europe. Tells us that 9 out of 10 pet owners would give up a date night for their pet's medication. Talk about what it is that pet owners are doing when it comes to staying on top of their pet's health and visiting vets like yourself.
Well, it's a good point. You know, I just had a client this morning who was saying, what happens if I have to go on vacation? Because she actually has a diabetic cat.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you can't go on vacation. But actually, you do need to find someone to care for them because all diabetics require insulin injections, or almost all require insulin injections. And they need to be given twice a day. And so if you do need to go on a date, you got to plan it around the insulin injection. Or if you need to go away, you need to make special arrangements. And I find that many, many people do make their schedules around their pets because it's like a child.
Well, exactly. And we always talk about responsible pet ownership on Daybreak USA. And part of it is understanding and counting and analyzing the costs of being able to do that properly. Because we always, not always, I should say, but from time to time, we do see the opposite end of the spectrum, people that haven't counted the cost, and the result is, you know, sometimes disastrous when it comes to the care and life of the pet. So good to know that those that do own pets are conscious and conscientious. So those are encouraging numbers. Now, it is getting colder around the country, and that means a lot of times we're weatherproofing our car, but that could prove to be a problem for our pets. And I'm talking about that antifreeze and how it can be a lethal drink for our pets. Talk a little bit about that and give our listeners another primer and why they've got to be really cautious and careful with that product around their pets.
Yeah, if I can tell you guys anything today, it's to please avoid using the regular antifreeze around pets and just use the pet-safe antifreeze options, because ethylene glycol, even just one teaspoon, is deadly to a cat. And it's sweet tasting. It's a sugar, essentially, an alcohol sugar, and it is so poisonous that they'll die of very unpleasant kidney failure very quickly if they do ingest it. So it's something to be very conscious of. If you see a puddle of antifreeze in someone's driveway or anywhere, let them know and to clean it up, because the pets will definitely go for it. And it doesn't freeze, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a tasty, sweet drink in the winter. And it's very tempting, and cats and dogs just don't know the difference. So please try to avoid at all costs.
Now, Dr. Diane, you say that there are pet-friendly antifreezes out there. Do you have any product names?
You know, I can't think of a name off the top of my head, of course. But there definitely are pet-safe antifreezes, and you can find them at any of the major departments, you know, any of the major stores, auto stores,
mm-hmm.
or places like Walmart.
Oh, okay. All right. So if you own a pet and you're trying to weatherproof your car, then you have to make sure that the kind of antifreeze you use is safe and good for the car, of course, but safe for that.
And don't forget when you go to open your cabins or
mm-hmm.
your, you know, winter homes, that sometimes it's in the toilet, and our pet's favorite place to drink out of the toilet.
Yes.
So also another place to be extremely careful and make sure that you only use pet-safe antifreeze.
Dr. Diane Levitan in for Dr. Jim Humphreys on this Monday morning. As always, we love talking to you. Hang on in there. Hang tough in Long Island.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a great week.
You too. Now stay close. Daybreak USA rolls on in minutes.
IRN USA Sports, I'm Bo Daniels. The Dallas Cowboys may have changed their fortunes. If changing head coaches is any indication, the Cowboys winning over the Giants 33-20 under interim coach Jason Garrett. Garrett says getting a win in his debut game is a plus.
It feels great, but, you know, we got together on Wednesday morning and said, hey, it starts now. It starts now. And let's have great days. Let's be as good as we can be each and every day. Let's go about doing things the right way, everything we do, really every time we do it, and that'll give us a chance.
John Kitna throwing for 327 passing yards and 3 touchdowns. Meanwhile, the Giants quarterback Eli Manning, he throws for 373 and 2 touchdowns. The Cowboys get just their second win of the season. They're now 2-7. Meanwhile, the Giants fall to 6-3. That's good news for the Philadelphia Eagles. They can move into a first-place tie with a win tonight. Tonight, the Eagles take on the Redskins. This is IRN USA Sports.
If some of your favorite holiday memories include a meal that ends with pumpkin pie, you're not alone. More than 50 million pumpkin pies are baked with Libby's Pumpkin each year. After last year's great pumpkin shortage, there's good news for this holiday season. Libby's growers and farmers, the folks who produce more than 80% of the country's canned pumpkin, enjoyed cooperation from Mother Nature this year. That means a good harvest in time for the holidays. And registered dietitian for Libby's, Leslie Reyes, says when it comes to pumpkins, there are plenty of reasons to enjoy every bite.
Everyone loves a delicious pumpkin pie, but pumpkin can also be enjoyed year-round for its good nutrition. Pumpkin is low in calories and an excellent source of fiber and vitamin A, and can be used for all sorts of baking and cooking, from pancakes and soup to muffins and bread.
In celebration of Veterans Day and at the U.S. military's request, the very first shipment of Libby's Pumpkin was sent to troops overseas to make sure our men and women in uniform can enjoy this holiday favorite. For ideas on all the ways you can add pumpkin to your holidays, visit Libby'sPumpkin.com.
NASCAR's chase for the championship tightens after the second-to-last race of the season, correspondent Steve Richards reports.
Carl Edwards snapped a 70-race losing skid by winning the Cobalt Tools 500 at Phoenix International Raceway. Sunday's affair turned into a fuel-mileage race, and Edwards conserved enough during the final green flag run to hold off Ryan Newman for the win. Meanwhile, point leader Denny Hamlin failed to save gas. Fifth, Kevin Harvick sixth. So the final race at Homestead, Miami has Hamlin leading Johnson by 15 and Harvick by 46 in what will be the closest ever chase finale. Steve Richards, Phoenix.
From the oval to the ice, winners in the NHL, the Rangers beat Edmonton 8-2, Minnesota over Tampa Bay 4-1, the Capitals beat the Thrashers 6-4, the Blackhawks over Anaheim 3-2 in overtime. I'm Bo Daniels. This is IRN USA Sports.
Before the hour. Thanks for waking up with Daybreak USA on this Monday, 15th day of November 2010. Well, on the 1st of November, the Butterball Turkey Hotline, or Talk Line, open for business, and as it does every time around this year, giving you all the information you need and helping people that may be from time to time finding themselves in a bit of a fix when it comes to fixing that turkey. And one of the all-star turkey talkers is a 27-year vet of talking turkey on the Butterball Talkie Turk line. I knew that was going to happen, Carol Miller, at some point in this conversation. Welcome to Daybreak USA. How you doing?
Good morning, Scott. You know, our staff of 50 people will sit 8 hours a day, and every call they say Butterball Turkey Talk Line, and I can guaranteed you at least once during the day they do exactly what you have done.
Exactly.
I've done it.
I know. Well, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. And I understand that, wow, this is your favorite time of year.
It is. It is. I know it's crazy, and I have friends that say you work on Thanksgiving. And I say, yeah, I do. And it's so much fun. I step into all of these households that are preparing their Thanksgiving meal. And Thanksgiving is such a tradition. You know, grandmas and grandkids and everybody is out there preparing turkeys. And we like to call it Generation T. And, of course, T stands for Thanksgiving and tradition. And for the Talk Line staff, it's getting turkey to the table also. And that's our mission.
Absolutely. You know, I can think of a zillion different questions to ask, but I'm just going to kind of try to maybe cherry pick, if you will, some of those things that I know are on the minds of millions when it comes to Turkey Day. Choosing your turkey, of course, is one of the things that's most important in this endeavor. How do you advise people when it comes to choosing their turkey?
You know, Scott, that is one of the calls we get, is how much turkey do I need for the family and friends that are coming to my house? And people really want a generous serving for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to skimp. So we recommend about a pound per person. Now, I don't know about you, but I need leftovers. When people come to my house,
yes,
they go home with a little packet of a Reynolds wrap with turkey and stuffing and things like that. So I recommend actually about a pound and a half per person. that gives you a good serving, and then it also gives you some leftovers to share and then also to have some.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial, and you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Question: what would you rather drink, acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You can fry it right in your kitchen for a small turkey or even up to 20 pounds. There's a new fryer that you can use. It's a great way to eat all year long.
Now, Carol, you know, somebody out there figures that they've gotten past the basics of preparing a Thanksgiving turkey. Now they want to up their, you know, their level of turkey preparedness. How do they add a little extra flavor to their Thanksgiving turkey?
Well, there's a lot of ways to do that. We did a survey recently checking out the different generations and what they like. Most people, no matter what generation it was, liked a basic traditional turkey like Grandma used to make. But some of our younger survey recipients wanted to spice up their turkey a little bit. And a great way to do that is to cook it the traditional way, but put a spice rub on it, you know. Mm. And we've got a really simple recipe for that on Butterball.com just by putting paprika and a little sugar and chili powder and black pepper and things like that that you'd put in a spice rub. Rub it right on the turkey, and when it comes out of the oven, it has that traditional roasted flavor, but also a little extra zest.
Entirely are going to go to millionaires and billionaires.
That's exactly what the president said. But is there any room for compromise on this? The president and Mr. Axelrod are well aware of what happened at the polls last Tuesday, aren't they?
I've heard a variety of ideas surfaced publicly by various members of Congress and others. And we're looking forward to getting together with the leaders of both parties in Congress.
And that will happen later this week. On Thursday, in fact, when President Obama meets with congressional leaders of both parties at the White House. Incidentally, during this so-called lame duck session of Congress, there are issues other than tax cuts that could be addressed by Congress, including the extension of unemployment benefits and the military's don't ask, don't tell policy. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new
pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Wall Street trying to bounce back after a down day last Friday. The Dow closed the week with a 91-point drop to 11,123. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. The sounds of winter. Scraping. Shoveling. And spinning. And these were the sounds heard across Minnesota and Wisconsin over the weekend. A weekend snowstorm knocking power out to hundreds of thousands of customers, some still waiting to get their lights back. The storm blanketed some areas with as much as a foot of snow. There were hundreds of accidents and delays at area airports. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Where did you park the invisible
car? The animated Megamind pulling in another $30 million, number one this past weekend with the new runaway train film Unstoppable with Denzel Washington, number two. And finally, it'll be here before you know it, Thanksgiving Day, 1 week from this Thursday. Many of us putting plans into place for Turkey Day. What about the Thanksgiving meal itself? Let's pull up a chair and talk about that. Oh, a lot of people at this table. I count 10 in all. And the American Farm Bureau has released its annual report on how much the average Thanksgiving dinner, including turkey and all the fixings, will cost for 10 people. This year, it's $43.47. That's up 56 cents from last year, down from the all-time high of $44.61 2 years ago. The biggest ticket item on the table, of course, the turkey. A 16-pound bird will run you an average of $1.10 a pound. That's $17.66 for that turkey. American Farm Bureau economist John Anderson wants to talk turkey.
I really think what the turkey price reflects is the fact that retailers are being pretty aggressive in featuring turkeys in sales and promotions this year.
As for the overall cost of this year's meal,
it's really good to look at this on a per-person basis, and if you look at the $43.47 for a 10-person meal, that's $4.35 per person.
Wait a minute. $43.47 the total. Divide that by 10, move the decimal point, and I don't come up with $4.35 a person. Then again, I'm no economist, and you wonder why we're in so much trouble? Yeesh, I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Hi, I'm David Cordani with Cigna. We've been working with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for 16 years. Did you know, in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive the early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home at all. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me and the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.